Your government doesn't care about you. That's why you need a medical emergency kit. It contains life-saving medications like ivermectin, Z-Pak, and antibiotics. Stock them before they block them.
If I was Keir Starmer, what would I do to mend the relationship with Donald Trump? I think that ship has sailed. I don't think there's any chance, and I think that relationship's been fraying for quite a long time. He did his absolute best with Trump, and to some extent, Starmer did his best the other way around too. You know, Trump has a natural love of this country, and of course we shouldn't agree with every single thing the American president says or does. We don't. But I do think the relationship is broken, and without doubt, the worst it's been for almost exactly 70 years.
What you're seeing right now, Sean, is a military under President Trump's leadership that's not fighting politically correct, that isn't fighting with its hands tied behind its back. One of the reasons I fear, Sean, that some people in this country lost faith in the military and the capacity to use that military to defend us is because we had a woke Pentagon, because we had a military who, at the very highest levels, not the warfighters, was forced to fight a less than full fight. What you're seeing now, Sean, is a military that is unleashed in all of its lethal prowess to go out and seek, destroy, and kill the enemy, which is what militaries are for.
I don't think that people understand the Trump doctrine is not isolationism. Maybe you can help set them straight, because I'm not too effective, I guess.
The president has made clear that he believes America's awesome military might should be used to protect and defend America's interests, not to surrender the world to our adversaries, to our enemies, to those who would do us harm, not to surrender the world's resources, lanes of commerce, or capacity to keep our citizens safe. No, America first means America will be the greatest, most unquestioned, unmatched power in the world. And it means we will defend American lives. And yes, we will avenge American blood. Iran has waged war against the American people, this regime, for 47 years. They took our embassy hostage. They bombed our Marines in Beirut. They kidnapped, tortured, and murdered the CIA station chief. They have maimed and wounded and attacked thousands of American troops. All of that American blood spilled by this regime. And President Trump for years has said, we will not allow a regime that sheds the blood of our citizens, that menaces our people, that spreads terrorism around the world, that trains proxy armies. We will not allow that regime to have missiles that can reach our troops, that can reach our bases, that someday in the future could reach the American mainland, and certainly will not allow that regime to have nuclear weapons. One more point, Sean, is that he wasn't going to let Iran strike first. He wasn't going to let this regime make the first attack, as he feared and believed they would, on American soldiers and American troops. Wasn't going to happen. He was going to decapitate that regime.
İmale. Welcome to the skiff. We are at a critical point in the history of our republic and in the history of humanity, I think. And we've made a decision here at CDM to tell you what you need to know, which we're going to do, about the war, and we're going to continue to report on it. But we have decided that America needs to survive, and this war is threatening that survival, and so we need to win it. So we are going to do what we can to find a good path forward for the United States to come out of this in a positive way for our children and grandchildren's future. So that's where I stand. I said many times at some point, you just got to get behind the troops. So that's what we're going to do here at CDM. We're going to find a way forward to peace, a way forward to victory, and a way forward to survival of the republic and a rebirth, I hope, in the future. There's a lot of gloom and doom out there. There's a lot of finger pointing. There's a lot of anger, feelings of betrayal. I understand all of that on both sides. But we, at this point, need to survive as a nation. And we're going to try to provide leadership for that here at CDM. And that's what we're going to try to do today. I want to say hello to the crew in the chat. You're cleared hot. Really appreciate the engagement. Thank you. Spread the links to the show. We're on CDM.press. We're on Getter. We're on X. We're on Rumble, multiple channels. We're on YouTube. So please subscribe to our YouTube, subscribe to our Rumble, subscribe to our X, CDM underscore press, subscribe to me on X, follow at Real L. Todd Wood on X. And we're on podcast. Put us in your scan multiple times a day where our traffic is growing up immensely. Had a really good day yesterday, and because we're putting out good content, and we're going to continue to put out good content. You saw in the cold open a lot of things happening. Azerbaijan is being hit by Iranian drones. That was a school where a drone landed. You could hear the screams of the students. War is real. This is death. It's horror. It's fear. It's terror. And we want it to end. We want it to end in Ukraine. We've been working on that for some time. We're going to continue to work on that. We hopefully will have Pete Blaber back soon. He's been on the road. But for Ukraine sit rep. But there is just a lot going on. We're going to try to provide you good information that you can make good decisions for your family. And we're going to try to find a way forward to bring America into the golden age that was promised to us. Check out whatfinger.com if you get a chance. So you saw the Azeri school getting hit there. Also Israel. You saw the ballistic missile MIRV, multiple independent reentry vehicles pounding Israel. This is getting very, very serious. And again, we need to find a way forward. Okay, so we're going to have Darren Gobb on today, who is a military expert, former rotorhead like me in the United States Army, although I was Air Force, although I did fly for the Army and the Guard a little bit when I left because I wanted to keep flying. I cross-commissioned. Got busted down from captain to lieutenant and never forgive the Army for that. But anyway, Darren's going to be with us here in a second. And then I've got Rob Manus, who's going to come on after Darren. Not going to be a long show today because we had a couple guests drop out. Everybody's really, really busy right now. As you can imagine, a lot of national security people that we have access to are slammed. So please bear with us over the next few weeks as we schedule literally real time during the day. All right. So Darren's going to join us in a second here. Stay with us. We'll be right back on the skiff.
Excited to announce that we're having our biggest Made in America sale ever. We just put huge discounts on products made right here in the USA. My Pillow bed pillows, body pillows, go anywhere pillows, bolster pillows, all made with my patented adjustable fill. Mattresses, mattress toppers, mattress pads, adjustable bed frames, mattress foundations, and so much more. All made right here in the USA. And now we're expanding our USA products beyond just quality sleep. Like the Cross I wear every day, now available in both men's and women's. We even have USA made socks. And are you tired of being tired? Try our new health beverage, Rev 7. Or how about my coffee, the greatest coffee ever. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use this promo code to get deep discounts on all these products. Plus, for a limited time, your order ships absolutely free.
Divorce is tough, but your finances don't have to be. I'm David Cross, and I'm a certified divorce financial analyst practitioner. My job is to help you get a fair financial settlement in your divorce and to guide you to smarter money decisions. Find out how we can help you. U.S. Asset Management. It's your money.
A warm welcome here at the National Press Club. Welcome to the journalists, welcome to the Embraer team, and welcome to the other guests that we have here. Going to announce, and as some of you guessed it right when they came in, the first E2 order by an American operator. And that operator is a fellow. We believe this is really a strategic shift to unlock profitability for the customer. I'm very pleased that we have Andrew Levy here as the CEO of Avelo, and I'm very pleased to give the stage to share a little bit more about what Avelo is going to do with the E2-195. Thank you very much.
Couldn't be more excited to be here as part of this historic announcement. We have such a great cultural fit as companies, so we're very, very excited to be Embraer's newest customer. We launched our airline in April of 21, and our target is focusing on small secondary airports of large metro areas. We've carried over 8 million customers since we started on 63,000 flights, and we've done all these things with 1,200 of the greatest crew members I could ever imagine having, and many of them are here with me today. This is the right airplane for us. It's going to open up opportunities for us that no other aircraft can serve. The best thing about the airplane, of course, is you will not find a middle seat on this airplane. It doesn't exist. We won't have any to offer. It's going to be the best cabin in the United States, and we're so excited about that. This is going to elevate our experience to the highest level, and we think our customers are absolutely going to love the airplane.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings.
Welcome back to the Skiff. Let me give a plug to Avelo Airlines, one of our fantastic sponsors. If you're looking for a smarter, easier way to travel, Avelo Airlines is here to make flying feel simple again with affordable fares, nonstop flights, and a refreshingly smooth experience. From the moment you book, Avelo is changing the way people think about air travel. Avelo keeps things simple, no hidden fees, no confusing rules, just straightforward service and friendly crew members who care about getting you where you want to go. Whether you're heading to the beach, visiting family, or planning your next adventure, Avelo offers convenient nonstop flights to some of your most popular destinations like Florida, the Carolinas, Puerto Rico, and more. Avelo is committed to giving customers more choice, more value, and a travel experience that feels effortless. So if you're ready for a better way to fly, make your next trip an Avelo trip. Book now at AveloAir.com. That's AveloAir.com. And I can second all of that. I've flown them a lot recently, and I'm flying them tomorrow. Actually, by the way, we're going to have a rerun tomorrow because I'll be traveling. All right, let's get back to business. We said we want to find a way forward. I care about this republic. We swore an oath to this republic, to the Constitution, and we need to preserve the republic and make sure that our children have the same access to freedom as we did. And so we're going to continue in that fight. And in that vein, we think the U.S. needs to come out victorious in this situation and on a good path forward to the golden age that we were promised. So we try to bring on reasonable people with fantastic insight into all of this that are not crazy hotheads making rash decisions, but have long-term experience and can really talk to some of the issues that I'm discussing. So I'm going to bring in Darren Gobb. He's definitely one of those. And there he is. Darren, how you doing?
Hey, good morning, Todd. Happy to join you.
What's that?
I'm happy to join you again.
Oh, thank you, man. So, and I'm happy you're here because I value your insight. You have a long history of you're all over the news, first of all, and I was happy to get some time with you. But my sense is we're at an inflection point and we really need to press for a good outcome in this situation. What say you?
Yeah, I agree. And I think this is part of the challenge of, I guess, the general way of American thinking right now, is it seems like we're often unable to ride trains on multiple tracks at the same time and still be consistent, I guess you could say. So it's possible to look at the situation with Iran and say, okay, there's a positive here, meaning it's a dictatorship. They've been at war with us for 47 years. They've been coming after us for a very long time. Hezbollah's in Venezuela as much as it is in Lebanon. And we are their target and have been for a long time. We've been basically a punching bag for Iran in a variety of ways for far too long, and that a response was necessary.
Yeah.
At the same time, you can ask harder questions like, okay, are we going to fail militarily in Iran? Most likely not. What's next? Yeah. How do you win the peace? How do you set the conditions to make sure you don't end up with the Syria where you end up with someone worse?
Yeah,
that was there in the first place. Can you do that without boots on the ground? Probably. But either way, I've been on the news, like you said, a lot lately, multiple channels around the country. And one thing I won't bend on is no boots on ground from America. No need.
Yeah.
If they can't fix their own problem for themselves after given the best opportunity they're ever handed, then there's not much else we can do for them. There's 90 million people in Iran. It's much bigger than Afghanistan, much bigger than Iraq, much harder nut to crack if we thought we could send American forces in to do that for them. That's just a big no from me, considering what else is going on around the world. So I think we can say great things, great opportunities, huge reward potential, also huge risk potential, and be intellectually consistent on all fronts. By making sure that we're not just blind lackeys following forward with saying everything's wonderful without asking hard questions and making sure that accountability isn't there as well.
Well, that's part of the media's responsibility. You know, the Fourth Estate has been decimated, infiltrated. You know, it's just essentially propaganda. So that's the role we're trying to fill. And I agree with you. My sense is that, as you said, we've given them a hell of an opportunity. We need to create some kind of handoff here. Right. Yeah. I mean, like, here you go. Here's your opportunity. Yeah, maybe we fund them. Maybe we give them weapons or whatever. But, you know, I'm tied to the Iranian resistance. There's other forces. There's the Kurds. There's other minority groups. There's, you know, the monarchists, which I don't think have any force structure in country, but they do have a political, entity outside. So any thoughts on how that might look or any thoughts on what groups may take the lead position?
Yeah, and this is why this is actually the hardest part of the mission. It's not the destruction of the Iranian air defense system. It's the ability to create a governing structure that can last afterwards. That's the hard part. I get the crown prince being in America, Pahlavi, and what he could do for Iran potentially. The hard part would be how is he received inside Iran if he were to move there, having been here for 40 years.
Yeah,
many of the people there may look at him and you're looking at a couple generations difference, and they're going to be, where were you while we were suffering here?
Yeah.
And that's a legitimate question, is how is he received? And do they look at him as an implant of the United States or a returning escapee or something else?
Mm-hmm.
There may be people inside. Now, that doesn't mean I disagree with the idea of potentially attempting to let him build a transitional system to get to where they can have elections in Iran and pick their own leaders, or some equivalent that's close to just making sure they're not what they are now. It doesn't mean we have to go in there and say we're planting the democratic flag in Iran. Shoot, there's no democratic flag in Saudi Arabia, and they're, you know, basically an ally. So it's not about dictating their governance. It's about saying, you know what, don't be a terrorist business, global terrorist corporation, and that, everything like that. And, you know, in my Substack, I wrote about 12 different key strategic objectives or byproducts of success in Iran if that were to happen. And the Kurds came up in that because, as you know, the Kurds are in Iran, they're in Iraq, they're in Turkey, they're actually in northern Syria as well. They could be a positive force for change. And the other nations that I just listed, of course, would be concerned about what the Kurds do. Turkey doesn't trust the Kurds. Kurds are basically an independent, autonomous entity in northeastern Iraq, despite where the lines on a map lie. And so this is an interesting equation that we have to look at and wonder about. But as you know, and I've experienced, the Kurds are the best ally in the world when they trust you.
Mm-hmm.
You do not want to mess with them. They're very dangerous as well.
Well, we just shafted them in Syria. I mean, we literally just shafted them in Syria and yep. allowed many of them to be killed. So mm-hmm. I don't know how you go to them. And that was maybe more of the Syrian Kurds than the Iraqi Kurds. But I don't know how you go to them and say, the Peshmerga, and say, you know, help us at this point. I mean, what do you think?
Yeah. That's a challenge. I mean, and no doubt about it. And so the question is, will they do anything at all in the first place, or will they just be content to shore up their enclave and say, you know what? What we have in Kurdistan and Iraq, we now have in northern Iran as well, and just stay out. You leave us alone, we'll leave you alone, and that may be the best answer.
Yeah.
Frankly, I'm fine with that, because as we all know, the British wrote the lines on the Middle East and messed it all up in the first place. So if they form their own nations, in essence, and leave us alone, then who are we to interfere and think we need to solve that for them? Let them take care of it themselves.
Well, the terrorism thing you mentioned is real, because I literally was in Paris at an event in 2019, and they found bombs in the parking lot in the trunk. So, I mean, that is a real, and that was the Iranian diplomats who were found busted out of, I think, Norway, I think, or Germany, that came to France with the weapon, were trying to blow up an event. So that is real. So how do you stop that, do you think?
How do you stop Iran from exporting terror?
Yeah. Besides the full-scale war and regime change, right?
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, it's I guess you could say the regime's already changed. It's just a question of where it's going to continue to change, because obviously Khamenei's son is just Khamenei 2.0. But, it comes down to the funding. A lot of it is the funding and the logistics of the whole thing. So, okay. You know, that Substack I wrote talked about the fact that we just took two of the main oil suppliers to China off the table.
Mm-hmm.
And China got oil for cheap. And, you know, they're all in bed together in this. And you take away some of the funding to the Tehran regime that leads to the logistics of manufacturing terrorism, manufacturing, by the way, drones that go to Russia, which also fight then in Ukraine, and the different layered effects. I think it all just comes down to resources, and the resources that Iran is using is the money, and the money that leads to the logistics to make these things possible. You take that away, and suddenly you've drained Hezbollah of their resources. You've drained what's left of Hamas, if anything, of theirs. And the same with the Houthis. Venezuela's could be removed as a platform for Iran to use in South America also. I think that's a healthy start, and certainly not the end. These people are still out there. In fact, they're in the United States. We know this to be true. In the U.S., I encourage, like, neighborhood watches. Don't rely on law enforcement. Rely on your community.
Yeah, well, that's critical. Yeah, I mean, we've been talking about that for some time. You got to have some kind of community groups to, you know, even if it's just a 1,000 migrants get off the train in your city, and start invading houses, you need to have a way to, the cops can't deal with that. You need to really prepare for this in your own communities. That's highly important, along with medical, along with, you know, all kind of things that you need to make sure you're resilient, food, etc. Well, what else do people need to know about this, Darren? I know you don't have a lot of time, but anything else you wanted to get out?
Well, you know, I think it's important that for those who claim a faith basis to have a biblical worldview of all this as well. And if you read through the Old Testament and then compare it to the New Testament and do your studies, I won't get into all of it, but it's worth noting the history of Iran going back to Cyrus the Great. Mm-hmm. And just take a look at that from that perspective and think about what's happening now relative to all of that and say, you know what? I'm going to sit back and remind myself that God is still on his throne. I don't have to worry about this, even while I can ask the hard questions. Asking hard questions is fine, while also trusting the fact that we know whose hands the earth is in, and that's okay. So let's just be honest, be reasonable, and not be the hotheads you talked about, and provide the analysis that leads to people trusting us.
Yeah, essentially. There's a lot of hotheads out there right now, and a lot of finger pointing, and a lot of anger, and a lot of doom and gloom, which I don't agree with. I mean,
Yeah,
I agree with you. I mean, the plan is there. We just have to, as my friend Chris Gleason said, our job is the efforts department, and we just need to keep working to try to find a good solution, and that's what we're going to do here. Thank you, Darren, for your time. I know you got a lot to do today, so good luck on your other interviews.
All right. Hey, thanks, Todd.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm a naturopathic doctor. We are in the world of medicine, very acquainted with many modalities, but probably the one most familiar with everybody would be two things, homeopathy and herbals or herbs, maybe some nutrients too, you know, vitamins, minerals, that kind of thing. Now, we do know a lot about the drugs because we have to find out what drug you're taking affects you and what nutrient it depletes you of, because they most every drug pharmacy product will deplete something. So we have been trained and we have a database that we can check into that says this is going to take your B12 away. The pharmaceutical company cannot patent organic substances made by the body. You're not born short of Advil. You know, you're not born short of Ritalin.
Yeah.
You can be born short of insulin, right? Mm-hmm. The answers to staying healthy and keeping away from even SARS or any of those things getting into you is staying healthy.
Mm-hmm.
You and I get sick because our terrain gets out of balance. Well, that's the same thing in the soil. You and I are made from this thing called dirt. And when we get out of balance, we have the same thing happen. Weeds start to grow in our body. Right? And that's what we want in our body. We want nutrients that we don't understand how to get well enough yet, because our suppliers are lacking knowledge and nutrient density foods. So
this is what drove you to develop this, was your knowledge of this, right?
Right. You know that.
Excited to announce that we're having a huge sale on Overstock and brand new products. For example, MyPillow Percale bed sheets, every color, every style, every size, only $29.88. Our Percale bed sheets are breathable, cool, and crisp, and they're perfect for spring and summer. And check out Rev 7, the next generation of energy drinks. It tastes great, and it gives you energy all day with no jitters and no crashes. Best of all, it's actually good for you. And for a limited time, try our 3-pack absolutely free. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to save 20% on our Rev 7 12-packs, or try our introductory 3-pack absolutely free. And our Percale bed sheets, all sizes, only $29.88. Twin size, full size, queen size, king sizes, all $29.88. Inventory is extremely limited at this price, so order now.
Welcome back to the Skiff. Thanks for joining us today. Again, we're on podcast, we're on Getter, we're on X on multiple channels, we're on multiple Rumble channels, and we load the show, excuse me, on YouTube after the show. So tell your friends, the Skiff is becoming the go-to place for intelligence. Excuse me a second. Sorry about that. Okay, so we've got Rob Manis coming on here in a second. We're going to talk more about the way forward in Iran. I want to highlight real quick my book, Paying the Price, The Untold Story of the Iranian Resistance. If you want to understand how we can defeat, I've been saying this for a year, over a year. If you want to understand how we can defeat the regime from the inside without us having to get involved, take a look at that book. I'm going to take another quick break so I can get my voice under control. Be right back. Sorry about that. Stay with us. Be right back.
I'm a naturopathic doctor. We are in the world of medicine, very acquainted with many modalities, but probably the one most familiar with everybody would be two things: homeopathy and herbals or herbs, maybe some nutrients too, you know, vitamins, minerals, that kind of thing. Now, we do know a lot about the drugs because we have to find out what drug you're taking affects you and what nutrient it depletes you of, because they, most every drug pharmacy product will deplete something. So we have been trained and we have a database that we can check into that says this is going to take your B12 away. The pharmaceutical company cannot patent organic substances made by the body. You're not born short of Advil. You know, you're not born short of Ritalin.
Yeah.
You can be born short of insulin, right? Mm-hmm. The answers to staying healthy and keeping away from even SARS or any of those things getting into you is staying healthy.
Mm-hmm.
You and I get sick because our terrain gets out of balance. Well, that's the same thing in the soil. You and I are made from this thing called dirt. And when we get out of balance, we have the same thing happen. Weeds start to grow in our body. Right? And that's what we want in our body. We want nutrients that we don't understand how to get well enough yet, because our suppliers are lacking knowledge and nutrient density foods. So
what this is what drove you to develop this was your knowledge of this, right?
Right. You know that.
Okay, welcome back to the skiff. Sorry about that. Had a voice issue. Anyway, it's dealt with. Okay, let's talk about some stories today before we have Rob Manus on. This one on armedforces.press, our military channel, complete air dominance by Iran, over Iran, by the U.S. and Israel. Air superiority means you can do whatever you want, whenever you want. Over the skies of Iran, that provides a lot of cover for other operations to support ground troops, etc. So this is really important. You can read this by Brent Beecham, who's a former F-15E pilot, F-15C. And he's very knowledgeable on air-to-air fighters. I was a helicopter guy, but he's my fighter pilot go-to guy. So check that out on armedforces.press, important article. This one, huge. It's coming out yesterday. We've been really focused on CDM at health and protecting your family from health issues and understanding the nefarious nature of our healthcare system. That also includes bioweapons. And it seems now on our Connecticut Sentinel paper, ConnecticutSentinel.com, spelled with a C. Let me bring that up so you can see the actual spelling. ConnecticutSentinel.com, which is our Connecticut paper. You can see an article by Dr. Malone about covering Dr. Malone's announcement yesterday that Lyme disease was a bioweapon out of Plum Island off the shore of Connecticut, Lyme, Connecticut. And then that's why it's called Lyme disease, L-Y-M-E. So, you know, a lot of people knew that. We've got some people on our team in Connecticut that have suffered from Lyme disease horribly. And they're very angry about this. And frankly, provides a lot of the passion inside a lot of people about how they were treated and why they want to bring the word of this type of thing to others in Connecticut and elsewhere. So this is an important article. Please check it out. Another one on armedforces.press. More soldiers identified who have been killed. And I just want to, again, read their bios so we can pay them respect. So Major Jeffrey O'Brien, a resident of Waukee, Iowa, commissioned in the Army Reserve as a Signal Corps officer in 2012. He deployed to Kuwait in 2019. O'Brien's awards and decorations include the Army Achievement Medal, Meritorious Unit Commendation, Army Superior Unit Award, Army Reserve Component Achievement Medal, National Defense Service Medal, Global War on Terrorism Expeditionary Medal, Army Service Ribbon, and the Armed Forces Reserve Medal with M device. So RIP, Major. Another one identified yesterday. Chief Warrant Officer 3, Robert M. Marzahn, 54, of Sacramento, California, was at the scene of the incident on March 1, 2026 in Port Shubai, Kuwait, and is believed to be the individual who perished at the scene. Positive of ID will be completed by a medical examiner. The soldier was assigned to the 103rd Sustainment Command, Des Moines, Iowa. So, RIP soldiers, brave soldiers. Hopefully you, your families are okay. We're going to pray for your families because that's really, really important. And this one is an update on the war on CDM.press on the headline. War update, violence spreads to Azerbaijan. Iran has shot drones into Azeri airspace. The Iranians are saying it was the Israelis. And then also the Israelis have ordered the evacuation of southern Beirut and are going to flatten the Shia sector in Beirut. I was just there. I drove through the Shia sector with a friend of mine quickly, I will say, because they had just kidnapped an American journalist. But that's why they sent me to the convent up in the mountains for a while, but for safety reasons. But I saw the buildings that were destroyed in the 12-day war, and it looks like they're going to flatten that entire area. So a lot going on in Beirut, but this one, we're trying to stay up on the war and get you the news you need to know. There's a lot of noise out there. We verify everything. In fact, we did put out the story, but we said it was a fake story about the F-15. At least so far, CENTCOM has denied it. There's a lot of reports that an F-15E was shot down over the mountains in southwest Iran. We are so far saying that is not true. At least CENTCOM is saying that is not true. Iran was saying they shot down somebody. That doesn't look to be the case, but that could change as more comes out. All right. So again, we are going to try to bring to you the way forward in Iran. And I've got another guy I want to get his insight, because again, we bring on people who have lots of experience, lots of connections, and lots of good ideas and insight and wisdom. And I want to bring on Colonel Rob Manus now and talk about this. So Colonel Manus, thanks for coming on today.
Hey, good morning.
I wanted you on because there's a lot of negativity, a lot of gloom and doom, a lot of, finger pointing, and we're getting to the hard part. So tell me what your thoughts are. My thoughts are that we need to, and I think you may agree with me, arrange some kind of handoff here, and we don't want a full-scale invasion of Iran. But what say you, sir?
We're not planning a full-scale invasion.
Right, right.
We don't have anywhere near the forces. Look, in Desert Shield, we spent 6 months deploying over 170,000 ground troops, armor, vehicles, fuel, ammo. We have done none of that. We're not even attempting to signal that we might do a ground invasion of Iran. And the doomsayers are out there. And I'll admit, I see folks on Real America's Voice on the war room talking about this, but they're not talking about it from a perspective of one educated about this specific operation and this specific president and his past history of what he's done. Mm-hmm. If you look at all of those things in context, that's not his intent. His intent is to get this done. This is a big thing. This is not Venezuela. This is not killing Soleimani. This is not a one and done single airstrike. As I said, at the outset of the Midnight Hammer operation, that is likely going to require a full air campaign. Mm-hmm. Well, we never were told about what the actual results, factual results of that operation were. We got a lot of the boss saying, hey, we obliterated them and all that stuff. And I'm sure he meant it on the targets that he struck. But all along, those of us that are professionals in this type of warfare know that there was never any indication of any radioactive material being dispersed in the air, and even the underground targets ventilated out to the atmosphere. So we've always said there's enriched uranium somewhere. There's no evidence of it that we're aware of that it got into the atmosphere or on the ground anywhere from a radioactive material spread perspective. So this is the air campaign, and it's a naval campaign too. Mm-hmm. That we were saying is probably going to have to be done, but this is even better, folks. This is going to end the war that the 1979 instituted government of Iran, the Islamo-Nazis, as I and others call them, started on us. And if we continue this and stay in this and keep our political will up, which only America can do, the Israelis can't do this.
Yeah.
Only America can get this done. Then we will, then this president will go down in history as having ended this 47-year war on America and our allies. And it's not just Israel, it's all of our allies. The Azerbaijani president agreed to, he said, if it's real, I think it's real, it came out of his office, it looked like, he said, I agreed to pick up their, evacuate their embassy at their request because they didn't have the capabilities to do it in Lebanon. And not a short time later, they attacked us. Yeah. I mean, these people are crazy. This is the right president. It's the right operation. And people have to get their steel in their spine up and look at the truth. And the truth is, those that are out there whining, and I'm going to call it for what I think it is, it's whining about the potential of a ground invasion, forever war type scenario on behalf of the United States of America. We're not seeing anything that indicates that that is even a remote possibility. Can you always discount it? No, you can't discount anything in war because, as you know, Todd, like the Azerbaijanis are finding out and the Kurds are finding out both in Iraq and in Iran, and the Lebanese are finding out and the Turks are finding out, even though they kept dead silent trying to straddle the fence. Yeah. They got attacked too. Okay, like the Gulf Arab states that aren't even involved militarily are finding out that are being attacked, and their civilian targets are being attacked. When you open the war box, there are severe consequences that cannot be predicted. And the Iranian mullahs opened this war box in 1979. And Donald Trump, I hope, closes it.
What's your thought on the some of the projectiles coming into Israel? Let me just play this video real quick, and I want to get your thoughts on it. So that looks like a MIRV, multiple independent reentry vehicles, off a ballistic missile, which is devastating, can be devastating.
How's it does, but they're a little slow.
Yeah.
It almost looks like what hit me is that looks like a reverse video of anti-aircraft artillery fire.
Oh, wow.
Because it's so slow. It looks like it's a reversed video.
Interesting. Well, they do impact on the ground, but I mean, have you seen the question is, what's your sense of how the Israelis are holding up militarily in country as in far as Iranian attacks on them?
I mean, it's hard to tell because they're very close-lipped on their casualties. But when they hit civilian areas and they kill a lot of civilians, the Israelis are pretty good about publicizing that. I think it helps their information warfare effort and everything. And there haven't been a whole lot of those. I mean, look, any death of an innocent is wrong. Any death of an American military person is unfortunate. That's what happens in war, but I think you would be seeing a lot more of it from a Israeli government perspective if they were hitting more, killing civilians. They're hitting civilian targets, but they're not killing that many because the Israelis have built fantastic bomb shelters for their own people, their families, but also their tourists. Even a friend of mine was there when this kicked off. He just got back yesterday into Louisiana, and they spent 10 days in the bunker. That was provided to them by the hotel, I guess. I think they're doing well from that perspective. The combined operation militarily in Iran is doing exceptionally well. The Azerbaijani thing is another indicator that the IRGC and the command of the Ayatollahs doesn't have full control over their military. And that's part of it.
I was in
fractured, disjointed, out of communication. They're shooting at targets that have probably already been designated if they lose communications. And that's actually a good sign from our perspective.
I was in covering the Gaza war in 2014. I was in Tel Aviv in a hotel, like you said, and the sirens went off and everybody went to the stairwell. That was the bomb shelter. And a very attractive young woman came in with just her underwear. I said to spend like 15 minutes in the stairwell. It was hard not to look, but
don't look. Like anyway, the Elon Musk video looking at Caroline Leavitt going up the stairs to the aircraft. I just saw that clip of that video this morning.
Yeah. Elon. what else do you think people need to know? I mean, I want to, and maybe you and I can talk offline. I think there really needs to be some leadership here in the press and try to find a way forward. My concern is America, our Constitution, our Republic, my children's future. And that's what I want to focus on and not make stupid decisions to like get Kamala elected. So, I mean, that's my viewpoint. What do you think? What's the way forward?
Yeah. Well, the way forward, number one, is to keep up the political will and bring this operation to a successful conclusion. And a successful conclusion is whoever's in charge in Iran no longer has the capability to deliver ballistic missiles anywhere in the world, in my opinion. And their Navy fleet is no longer capable of harassing or spying for the Houthi, places like the Houthis, so giving them targeting information. And those kind of things. So their ability to influence the region or the world with military capability is eliminated, and they can have a free and prosperous country. So the Persian people can actually be free again instead of being under this tyranny of Islam and those kind of things. I think that would be a side effect of the objectives. The objectives are to eliminate their ballistic missile capability, eliminate their Navy, and their ability to impact the region and eliminate their nuclear program, which is none of those are easy things to do, but we have enough control to do that. And that gets to your other point about, you know, the future of our kids, grandkids and all that. I don't want them to live in a world like I lived in from age 17 to today under this constant threat, of these Islamist Nazis wanting to kill Americans, specifically Americans and Israelis too, but specifically to kill the great people of the great Satan, what they call us. Yeah. I don't want my kids and grandkids to grow up in that, which is why as a GWAT veteran, a 9/11 attack veteran, and a veteran that's been in uniform since 1979, these guys were doing this and doing bomb disposal, during that time, this is it's about time. It's been a long time coming. It should have happened long ago. Reagan should have done it, quite honestly, second term, in my opinion. But this will get done. President, I have confidence in the president that he's going to do the right thing. And we're not going to end up in some forever war, nation building, boots on the ground craziness, which is what we all voted against. Yeah. You know, the young guys that you're hearing from that are focused on that concerned right now, that are naysaying on this operation, they're right to be focused on that, but they also need to look at the reality and the facts and take that into consideration in their criticism. I don't mind them being concerned about that, but look at the facts. The facts don't support it. At this point, they don't support it. Look, I've said from the beginning, this is a 4-week minimum operation with this air and naval campaign. The president said 5 weeks, and it could go longer. The team is on message. I keep hearing people saying, they're all over the place on message. I don't hear that. I mean, I saw the press conference yesterday. I just saw Secretary Hegseth speaking. I've seen Rubio speak, the president speak. They're all on message. I just don't see some forever war concept developing out of it.
Last question. You're a bomber guy, a bomber crew member, had command experience. What do you think the situation is on the ballistic missile factories and the storage facilities in Iran? Do you think we're making progress on that?
Yeah, I mean, if we're sending B-52s and B-1s in after the initial B-2 strikes, which I'm assuming carried the massive ordnance penetrator type EBUs, now we're using JDAMs, and the JDAM comes in different versions, folks. It comes in a penetrator version, and a conventional explosive version, and it comes in different weights, 500, 1,000, 2,000 pounder. I haven't heard any indications that we're using anything less than 2,000 pounders, and probably using penetrators too on the hardened and deeply buried targets, which the ballistic missile factories are hardened and deeply buried, is what my understanding is, and they're and their storage facilities are too. So you got to take those out. We've begun doing that process. And the integrated air defense system is destroyed. The command, control, and communication system is destroyed. We have all the factual indicators we need of that just by virtue of the B-1s and B-52s ranging those targets, which are very deep inside of Iran. They are not anywhere near friendly airspace. We wouldn't put those jets, those assets into that airspace if the IADS wasn't completely destroyed. And same thing with the C-3 issue. So, and the indicator of that is that the Iranians have no control over their military force. Even the IRGC, they don't have control over the IRGC force because they're just firing stuff at these pre-planned targets.
Yeah.
Has to be.
Rob, thank you very much. I appreciate your time. And look forward. I think I'm on your show Monday.
Let me say one more thing about inventory. Sure. About inventory. This plan is executing exactly the way I would have planned it. I have planned operations against this target set before, back when I was a captain as a tactics officer, a weapons tactics officer in the squadron. We are now past the phase where we have to use only long range, highly expensive, unmanned systems like cruise missiles, HIMARS and stealth aircraft only, and those kind of things. That's another indicator. So now we're using JDAMs. We have built millions of JDAM kits, and we have millions of those bombs. There is no worry that we're going to run out of inventory or that we don't have enough inventory to deter China, Russia, any of the other major threats that might be out there, but specifically China. We didn't come anywhere close to using all of our THAADs and counter-missile type battery ammo, that kind of thing. So we're looking good.
Good point. How do people find you and tell us about your show?
RobManus.com, RobManess.com. Show is live 4 days a week, Monday through Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern to 4 p.m. Eastern. We have a live audience on X that we let ask questions during the show. And you can find us on X, all the social medias, live on Rumble, YouTube, and at RobManus.com. You can pick up the live show.
Rob, thank you very much. Take care. We'll have you back. Cheers.
Wasn't a product that was developed and to sell, really. Mm-hmm. What it really was a journey to get me well after my experience trying to immigrate and get married to an American citizen in order to go to get my green card. Towards the end, they send you for a medical, and that's where they sat me down and gave me 16 vaccines in one sitting. Time. I knew when I was going through it that it's probably not good, but I didn't realize that I'm about to go through the worst health experience of my life. Mm-hmm. And that's when I went on this journey and understand that nutrition is actually your medicine. I've always heard the old people say your food's in your garden, but we didn't get it. And your body is always trying to heal itself. I mean, you know, when you cut yourself in a couple of days, it heals. And that is the process of homeostasis. Your body is always trying to, every cell in your body is always healing itself. And just like anything, if you bake a cake or you build a house, you need the right ingredients to achieve the result. Now, if you don't have the correct nutrition and you're not eating the correct food, it's like trying to build a house without bricks. Now, a lot of people, they say, what does nuclear do? Nuclear itself does nothing. It's not designed to do anything. Your body does the work. It gives your body all the things it needs balanced in, and it works together to deliver the correct nutritional supplement that you need as a human being to function normally.
It's finally here, our second annual mega sale. This sale only comes around once a year, so take advantage of the best offers ever while you can. For example, save 50% on our Giza Dream bed sheets as low as $29.98. And for the first time ever on TV, MyPillow mattresses and MyPillow mattress toppers as low as $99.98. And you save 50% on our LuxePure six-piece towel sets. Regular $69.98, now only $39.98. And our best-selling standard MyPillows, regular $49.98, on sale for $17.98. Wait on it, mega sale, only $14.98. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use this promo code to take advantage of our second annual mega sale. But wait, there's more. To make the mega sale even more special, when you order right now, your order's going to ship absolutely free.
Welcome back to the Skiff. Thanks for joining us today. We had a few guests drop out today, but we're going to close the show here. But I wanted to talk about my books. This is the first novel, Currency. It's a fantastic read, page turner. There's close to 600 reviews, 4-something stars, geopolitical history, historical fiction, all rolled into one. Finance. People tell me they stay up all night to read it and should be a movie. And I feel like I got a finance degree reading a great novel. So find Currency. The follow-on to the Connor Murray series is Sugar. And you can find these books anywhere books are sold online. The third in the series is Motherland. All of these books, extremely prescient. And then Delta is my favorite novel. It's a standalone. But if you enjoy novels that kind of educate you, but also are a great read and a great story, and that feeling of just one more page at 2 a.m. in the morning, those books are it. You can find them anywhere books are sold online. So, and there's audio and as well as ebooks as well. All right, that's all we got today. We're going to run a rerun tomorrow. It'll be a good one. And we'll be back Monday. We'll be on the Georgia show Sunday at 2 with Bill Quinn. See you back live Monday. I'll be traveling over the next several days. So, thanks for joining us today. We'll see you next time. Thank you.